there'll be Malchus Daraisa for the Isra of Meir. And why exactly this is true, we pointed out, seems very, very mistaken. Different types of Hekdesh, you have Kedushas Damim, you have Kedushas Aguf, and the Torah tells us that Pidyon applies in both cases, but yet the Pidyon is fundamentally different. When it comes to Kedushas Damim, you certainly understand how Pidyon works, because Kedushas Damim means that I go ahead and I take an object and I transfer it to the Rishus of Hekdesh. Any Kedusha that it has is a function of the fact that it is owned by Hekdesh itself. It's a function of Kinyanei Mamon. And if that really is true, that what makes it Hekdesh are the Kinyanei Mamon, very mistaken that the Torah says that, you know what, that if that is bought back and it's no longer Shel Hekdesh, the Kedusha is considered to be Paka. The Gemara has, but Metzian Daf Mem Vav, that's where the Gemara tells us, Midaraisa Mos Konos, Mos Konos, that you know you can acquire something by paying for it, by paying for it. It's fascinating, the Gemara never quotes a source. Never quotes a source for Mos Konos. How indeed do you know that that's true? The Ramban writes in that Sugya, the Metzian Daf Mem Vav, that you don't need a source. You don't need a source. Isn't that self-evident? That when you purchase something, it's considered to be yours. When you purchase it, it's considered to be that which is yours. Well, Rashi writes, there is a makar. There is a makar of Mos Konos. And what is that? Surprising. The Nasana Kesef Ekamlo. Rashi paraphrases the Pasuk. The Pasuk of Pidyon Hekdesh. Pidyon Hekdesh is the source of Mekach Umemkar, Mos Konos, Kol HaTorah Kula. That's something which is pretty stunning. Sometimes you think about Pidyon Hekdesh in terms of ritual, in terms of Kedusha. Rashi writes, that's the source of Kinyan Kesef, of Mos Konos, because in essence, that's what you're doing. I transfer something to Hekdesh, and now I have an opportunity, the Torah says, to be able to buy it back, very mistaber. If it has a Tosefes Kedusha, because it's Rishus Hekdesh, when the Rishus Hekdesh is pocket, no longer has a Kedusha at all. Good. Now there's a Parsha opinion that we've been discussing when it comes to Kedusha Sagov. That's something which is very different. There I would say the Muskarisha, the default position is, Pidyon should not work at all. We have a principle that Kedusha b'chdi lo paka. When something has a Kedusha, I say this as a Kedusha sakarban, a chatas, an ola. How in the world can the Kedusha all of a sudden now disappear? How is it you can be mafkia Kedusha? Oh, you'll tell me the following. The Torah has a parsha of Pidyon, Sudeim of Goshen, Pidyon Hekdesh. But how exactly does that work? The carbon does not have Kedusha by virtue of the fact that it's the property of Hekdesh. So I go ahead and buy it back. That Kedusha really is considered to be Paka. Why should that work? Apparently the answer is the following, that no, that's a very different type of Pidyon entirely. Sometimes Pidyon can be a Pidyon Hamafkia, it uproots the Kedusha entirely. Sometimes it could be something very different. If this animal has a Kedusha carbon in his back, guess what? The residual Kedusha always applies, always applies. Elamai, the Torah says under certain conditions, Tizbach Vachalta. If you're pulled that, you know what, there's a head to it. As it is, there's an Isser of Shechita, there's an Isser of Achiva. If it's Nafo Bumam in your Poda, of the Pidyon is Matir. It's Matir. So that's a different world entirely. Whereas when it comes to Berak HaBayis, the Pidyon is Mafkir. When it comes to Kedusha Saguv, the Pidyon is Matir. Now, for example, the Heter is limited. This is not a universal Heter. If it's Mafkir, so that's it. All bets are off. No, it's no longer Hekdesh. It would be surprising if I were to say to you, after your poda, Kedushas Damim, do this or don't do that. Why would that be true? It's no longer Hekdesh. But if you have something which is Kedusha Saguf, despite the fact that it's Kadosh, and I would have said it cannot be used in any shape or form, the Torah says there's something you could do to be Matir Afila. What happens if you overreach? What about beyond the Heter of Tisbach Achalta? What about Giza Vavoda? You know what the answer is? It's a famous Kadshin. And therefore, the Gabi Giza Vavoda, what do you mean? That this is a famous Hekdesh? And don't you dare do so, you're going to buy that alav Daraisa. That's why Tosa says, no doubt, it's so mistaber to assume that when it comes to Suli HaMikdashim, it's a new Oser. Why would you say it's a new Oser? The original Iser is being Komo Ome. But you know what? There's a limited heter, but when you overreach beyond the limited heter, that's not step three, that's step one, and therefore, of course, ahavin yisur kama. So it's not just simply the Tosel says that, you know what, that, take a look, the post, that's not a xerus hakasu. The post indicates that despite the fact that the animal has a kedusha saguf, sometimes it's mutar b'achila, but it's not allowed, that's considered to be a hamer, the yisur kama. And that's the chiddush. And those are all the rayas that we had. If you didn't yet, but take a look at the Rashis, and Gittin, and Amsachim, and the Ktzos, Kuf Yud Zayin. That's a fundamental difference between Kedushas Aguf as opposed to Kedushas Damim with many nafkaminas. The Ktzos writes, that's the secret to Rashi Shita of Hektish Matgim Edei Shibur. That was a stunning chiddush. At the very end, we pointed out that, you know what? When you talk about Kedushas Damim, you can talk about Kedushas Aguf. Everybody agrees there are two elements to the Kedusha. There's a Chosh Mishpat element, that Hektish has certain rights, and there's a Yeradei element, there's an Isser V'Hepter, there's an Isser V'Hepter. The fact that something is Shel Hektish, it means that, you know what, it has a Tosefes Kedusha, and Hektish has Chusei Mamo. And maybe there's even a third category. And that's the Chiddush of the Ritva, the Chiddush of the Ramban, the Basra, the Fayin Tes, because there the Gemara says the following, a person is Makdish Shabor, and subsequently, all of a sudden it rains, and now the bor is filled with water. The Gemara says the Chiddush, don't you dare use the bor. If you use the bor, you know what, that you're chayiv for me'ila. That's an interesting issue. How are you mo'el when it comes to a bor? Not for us right now. No, but after all, a bor is karka, and then me'ila the karkos. But again, the Gemara says, but nonetheless, mo'el in bo. But the aim of the Masha Besalcha, if you use the water, there's no Isser. There's no Isser of Me'ila. Why is no Isser of Me'ila? Tosus writes a Chiddush. You know why there's no Isser of Me'ila? Because the water is not Hektish. The water is not Hektish. Why isn't it Hektish? What do you mean? If I have a boar and it rains and my boar is full of water, I acquire that. Tosus says, a stunning Chiddush, you acquire it through a Kinyan Chatzah. And Tosus says that, you know what? Chatzah works when it comes to a Hedyot, but lo matzinu yad the Hektish. Chatzer is midin yad, and there's no kinyan when it comes to Hektish, so guess what? There's no such kinyan. Wow, that's Tosus as Yisod. Because if Hektish was Kone, how can you say, Ein wal, Masha Besalcha? Wow, the Ritva writes that's not true. Of course it belongs to Hektish, but there's no Isser Me'ila. It's a stunning difference. When it comes to other forms of Hektish, that what do you mean? There's the Mamon Shabbat, there's the Isser Sima. Here I'll give you a case where it's Mamon Hektish, but it doesn't have a Kedushas Hektish. It doesn't have a Kedushas Hektish. Wow. So if Hektish is Kona something Ayidei Kinyan Chatzah, despite the fact that it's Mamon Hektish, it doesn't have a Kedushas Hektish. Why should that be true? The Ritva writes, because Kedushas Hektish requires a Hakdasha. It requires a Hakdasha. How did this become Hektish? If it became Hektish Ayidei Hakdasha, guess what? Then it has a Kedushas Hektish. If it became Hektish not through any act of Hakdasha, no one elevated its status in any shape or form. I didn't say Hereza Hektish, I didn't say Hereza Chatos, but you know what? Technically, there's a Kinyan Chatzah. And the Kinyan Chatzah is relevant even when it comes to Hektish. That is purely a civil Kinyan. A civil Kinyan. The fact that you're Kona Ayyadei Chatzah, that means it's Mamon Hektish, but it doesn't have a Kedushas Hektish. And that's exactly the Chiddush of the Gemara, that Ein Molin B'Masha V'Solcha, not that the water doesn't belong to Hektish, but rather you're not going to violate the Isser of Me'ila. And that's the line of the Ritva, She'ein Me'ila Ella B'Kedushas Peh. And here, the water, it's Kadosh Me'ila. It became Kadosh automatically, necessarily, Ayyadei Kinyan Chatzah. But Me'ila is only a result of, ooh, of Kedusha Sepeh. And Rick writes the following, a Makdash, a tree, there's Me'ila, and the tree grows, what do you mean? Yesh Me'ila B'Gidulim, what do you mean? That there's Nisr Me'ila for the entire tree. Ooh, the Ritva writes, just two haras. None is a Chiddush, Daito Aleihem, wow. When you're Makdash, a tree, that is considered to be the chlal ha'hakdasha, when the tree grows, the water is independent of the bor. But the natural growth of the tree, daito aleihem, because so kidlo navo, or the Ritva writes, minei nafkan, when the tree grows, it emanates from the tree that had a kedusha. There I can say that further growth is part of the single entity that was included in the hakdasha. You're going to argue that now it rains, and all of a sudden now the water, it's contained in the boy. That was part of the Hakadasha. You can argue, Minei Mafak, that it emanated from the boar. Certainly not, that therefore, Ema Masha Nesalcha. And there's a piece that Ketzo says in Siman Reish, a fascinating diyan, whether there's Me'ila, the Kodshe Akum. If a guy is Makdir something, is there an Issa Me'ila? What exactly are the stavim? Yes, no. So that's the tzos. So you can take a look in Siman Reish. Beautiful. Oh, we just have the ritva. If something is owned by Hekdesh in Mareches HaKinyanim, civilly, this is the civil ownership of Hekdesh, it's not subject to Mehila. If something is owned by Hekdesh, what do you mean? Ritually, religiously, no, HaKadosha. Oh, then all of a sudden, it's not only the Mamon Shabbat, the Yisr Shabbat. Wow. So fasting, dear Mitzos. A guy who goes ahead and is makdish something. Yeah, becomes shel hekdesh. But is that similar to a kinyan chatzah? Is that true in the civil sense, or is that true in a ritualistic sense? That religiously now it's considered to be a tosefes kedusha. Maybe one could argue when I say ein me'ila ela b'kedusha speh, it means ein me'ila b'kedusha di Yisrael, who's capable of that tosefes kedusha. And that when it comes to an outcome, it doesn't mean the hektish is anchal. It means it's considered to be mammon hektish that doesn't have a kedushas hektish. That's the ktos in semen reish. So with all of this in mind, you understand very, very well why one would suggest that when it comes to psuli hamukdoshin, ahabri the yisurakam. And what about when it comes to ochon nefesh? Whoa, Tosu says no. Both according to Beisil and according to Beis Shammai as well. In cases of Beis Hillel, Nedarim and Nedavos, in the cases of Beis Shammai, a difference between an Olas Nedava as opposed to Shalmei Nedava. Olas Nedava, that's it. That can't be called Ochon Nefesh. And therefore there's Malkos. Shalmei Nedava, despite the fact that there is Achilas Havaylim, that Tosus is considered to be a separate Issim. So that's like the magnificent construct now embedded in this Tosus of how indeed one understands the limitations of the Heter of Ochon Nefesh. And this is against the Rosh. Against the Rosh. The Rosh Ben Arsugya raises the very same questions of Tosus. Now, our Gemara says, Shochei Elisadava Loke. And the Gemara immediately says, that must be following the Shita of Beis Shammai. What do you mean? You fast forward to Daf Yutes, that's not true. Ula says that even Beis Hillel agrees, Ein Nedarim Nedavos Kreivim B'Yamtiv. Even Beis Hillel agrees. So Tosus is fasting longas. Of course, everyone agrees in craving. The issue is in Isserese or Malkus. Wow. No. You know what? The Rashba writes, Machlokes. Rabbi Yitzhak Bar Avdimi disagrees with Ula. Rabbi Yitzhak Bar Avdimi, who says here in Ar Gemara that this is Beis Shammai, he is disagreeing. He disagrees with Ula. And he holds that Nidarim Unadavos, Kraven Beyantiv. So therefore, Beisola holds that it's Mutter, and Beishamai says that it's Asr. Unlike Tosus, he says everybody agrees it's Asr, but the question is the nature of the Asr, the Chomer Ha'Aveira, the Chomer Aveira. Wow, that's what the Rashba writes, very, very simply. You're asking Akasha, who says that Ar Gemara, Rav Yisak Bar Avdimi, is in agreement with Ula? These are two opposite shitas. That Ula says, Ein Kreivim B'Yantiv. And Rav Yisak Bar Avdimi disagrees and says, Kreivim B'Yantiv. If it's Kreivim B'Yantiv, here, our Gemara says it's Aser. Yeah, that's Beis Shammai. Wow. Why didn't the Rashba just simply give us magnificent Teretz Tosus? That what do you mean? It's not a stira to say Aser and Ein Loke. You know what the Rashba assumes? No. That's not true. Because if you're going to say Aser, I'm going to compare Ochon Nefesh to Psuli HaMukdashim. And just like in Psuli HaMukdashim, Ahabri the Yisurah Kama, I'm going to say the same thing here as well. When you have a limitation to a heter, there's a heter of Ochon Nefesh. And this is not Bichlal HaHeter, because Lachem Lo Gavoa. Lachem Lo Gavoa is not a separate Isser Esed. Lachem Lo Gavoa is Ahad Ridi Surakama. And therefore, there's no mid-ground. Either it's Loke or Mutter. Loke or Mutter. How can that be? Now, our Gemara says, Eino Loke, which means it's Mutter. Daf Yutes, Ula says it's us. Yeah, Eino Chinami. That's exactly the Machlokes. But Eino Chinami, that I don't agree with this mid-ground, because even when it comes to Ochon Nefesh itself, I'm going to argue that, what do you mean? Step one is Nisr Malacha, step two is Ochon Nefesh. If you tell me this is not covered by the Heter, that's a new Isser. Why would you say it's a new Isser? Anything that is not covered by the Heter of is Bichlal, Komalech Esavod, Los Asu. Wow, so that's a critical Machlokes, Tosus. And the Rashba, that's my focus, the Balamor. The Raivin, when you look in the Balamor, the famous base and Dapya Riv, the Balamor, it's exactly right there, Rashba. No? That Isak Manda Amar, Nidarim, Unadavos, crave him beyantiv. Our Gemara is assuming that Nidarim, according to Vesilel, can be used on Yantiv. After all, if you hold of Mitoch, why should this be included as well? And the Ravid is Masig, and the Ravid writes, that's not true. The essay Mihaika, that's not true. Even if you hold there's no Malkus, but there still is an essay. There still is an essay of Lachim below Lagavoa. Wow, so this is Machlokus, Tosus, the Rashba, Machlokus between the Balamor and the Ravid. And I'll tell you a Chiddush of the Rambam. Bashab Shat and the Rambam Shita, the Rambam also disagrees with Artosus, and the Rambam also assumes Ahad Medi Surakam. Where do you see that this is true? So we discussed in earlier Shiurim, we'll have to revisit this a little bit for tomorrow's Shia. The Sugim Sakhandaf Mambavma days, that you know what? When Yanta falls out on Friday, Clearly, Midarai, someone is allowed to do Malacha or Rabbana from a Yantav to a Shabbos. Because if this really would be an Isser Daraisa, so what do you mean, Erev Tavshilin? And Erev Tavshilin cannot just simply be Matir Isura Daraisa. How can you do it? Huh? How can that possibly be? It must be without an Erev Tavshilin that indeed that is Mutter. How is that Mutter? We discussed it later. Not months ago. Well, Rabban Rav Yista. Sachandaf and Bhagavad. Rabbi says the principle of holy. You know what? You think you're cooking on Yantiv for Shabbos. You're really not, no? You're cooking on Yantiv for Yantiv. Because if guests were to go ahead and come, you could feed them the food right here and now, so a stunning chiddush. We're gonna label that as Melech HaSofa Nefesh. Why is that such a stunning chiddush? Because I'm ignoring the Kavanah Sagavra. I asked the guy why you're cooking. Guy says to me, I'm cooking because it's Shabbos tomorrow. No, I need food for Shabbos. Nope. You're cooking because if guests were to go ahead and come, you would feed them with food, and therefore this is called cooking onion before you cook it. Wow, so we discussed at length. What right do you have to ignore Kavanah Sagavra? But it's the Chiddush of Rambam. Ho will. And if ho works, let's be honest. If ho works, ho works. Ho would work even if tonight is not Shabbos. Even if tonight is ho. A person is cooking on this because he's having a party tonight. If the reason that Midaraisa, this is a lot, is because of Oil, that should cover tonight's party also. Say Nachinami, Rabbi says a very great Kiddush. Ha'ofim yantiv l'chol, ain't a loke. There isn't going to be Malkus Daraisa, even a person is ofim yantiv l'chol, because if Oil works, Oil works. Oh, and Tosa says a Chumra, that in order for Oil to work, it really has to be reasonable. Number one, Tosa says. That means you have to cook early enough in the day that you could really use and access and enjoy the food on Yantiv. B'sof Hayom, that will not be true. And maybe Tosu says that Beis Medeis, that you really have to have the possibility of oil. And if you're living in a place where that's not going to be the case, no, you're stuck someplace for Yantiv. No, in your desert island, you're stuck in a hotel someplace. You're going to do malacha for Shabbos based on oil. All of a sudden, someone's going to knock on the door, and all of a sudden, they're going to come, and you're going to feed the food to them. Maybe that's what Tosus meant. No, Gemara Beis. Afil le didan. We spoke at length. Okay. That's Rabbi. That's all. What's the other possibility? Rav Chisda says, no. You're allowed to do malacha on yantiv for yantiv. You're allowed to do malacha on yantiv for Shabbos. Tzarech Shabbos nas and yantiv. The whole premise is wrong. It's not that Shabbos is aser. And the whole justification is you have to label it as Anyan before Yantiv. You're allowed to do Malacha Anyantiv for Shabbos. Rashi said that's because of Chisses of the Din, that Shabbos Yantiv is to do Shabbos. Just like you can do Malacha Anyantiv for Yantiv, you can do Malacha Anyantiv for Shabbos. Wow. So that's something which is pretty heavy. So all those Nafkaminas are off. No? Let's say you do it B'Sof Hayom. Commonly comes up. No, you'll put up your chomp, B'Sof Hayom. You know what? According to Rabbah, that's Nisad HaRaisa. Neir Tavshin is not going to help. According to Rav Chisda, what do you mean? You're allowed to do Malacha on Yantiv for Shabbos. You're allowed to do Malacha on Shabbos. There's no likelihood guests are going to come. Who cares if guests are going to come? You're allowed to do Malacha on Shabbos. Let's say you're not doing Yom for Shabbos, you're doing Yom Tov L'chol, Of Yom Tov L'chol, guess what? Loke, Malkus Daraisa. The only allowance is Yom Tov to Shabbos, not a Yom Tov L'chol. So there are huge nafkaminas between Rabbi and Rav Chista. And the way Rashi learned the sugya, what underlies Rabbi and Rav Chista is whether Shabbos Yom Tov is Kedush HaKas, or whether it's Shtei Kedushos. In order to allow the milach on Yom Tov to Shabbos, you're treating it as one seamless day, that's Kedush HaKas. If you're treating it distinct days, therefore there's no heter to do milach today for tomorrow, you have to argue that hoil, you know, really in principle, milach today for today. When you see how Rashi learns that sugya, that's such a fundamental machlokas. Whether Shabbos Yom Tov Kedush HaKas, whether it's Shtei Kedushos, the Gemara's V'yad, the Gimel, the Dalet, the Vei, the Yitzayin, I would say one thing is clear. One thing is clear, according to Rashi, that the Shitos of Rabba and Rav Chista are mutually exclusive. You know? If I ask you, how do you hold? As much as you'd like to, you cannot say, I hold them both. Both are true. Hoil is true, and Sarchi Shabbos Nasem Yantif is true. And you know what? Maybe there are two reasons that you're allowed to go do Malacha Midaraisa or Yantif or Shabbos. Number one is I could label it as Yantif. Number two, that Sarchi Shabbos Nasem Yantif. There are two different reasons. Is there anything that rubs the wrong way of saying, you know what? I hold the both. I hold the Rava and I hold the Kuf. According to Rashi, you cannot assume that. You cannot assume that. Because Rashi writes, the fundamental machlokas is whether Shabbos Yom Tov Kedush HaKas, whether Shabbos Yom Tov for Shtei Kedushas, and therefore, you have to take a side. You can't say, you're both right. No, you're both not right. Now, either Shabbos Yom Tov is one Kedusha, or Shabbos Yom Tov is Shtei Kedushas. Okay. In fact, Melchamos, Sachedat Menvav, says, according to Rashi, if Rav Chista is based on Shabbos Yom Tov Kedush HaKas, we don't assume that way. We assume that Shabbos and Yantif is Shtei Kedushas, which means the Mochamas writes according to Rashi, we're going to pass them like Rabba against Rav Chista. Against Rav Chista. Is there anyone who cites both? Rabba and Rav Chista. So I'll tell you something stunning in the Rambam. Something stunning in the Rambam. The Rambam and Perek Vav, Halacha Aleph, Hilchos Yantif, discusses, you know what, you have a Yantif Shechal be'erev Shabbos. Yantif is on Friday. The Rambam writes, you know what, midaraisa, you're allowed to do malacha from Yantif to Shabbos. Midaraisa, you can do malacha from Yantif to Shabbos. Midrabban, you need Ne'er Tavshilin. But midaraisa, you can do malacha from Yantif to Shabbos. Whose sheet is that? Rav Chista. Clearly against Rashi, because the Rambam passes that Shabbos Yom Tov are Shtei Kedushas. But that's not a stira. Even if it's Shtei Kedushas, okay, it's Shtei Kedushas. But if you can do Malach and Yom Tov, and Shabbos is a higher Kedusha, Shtei Kedushas, a higher Kedusha, you can do Malach from Yom Tov to a Shabbos. So that's the Rambam Shita. So when the Rambam Perek Vav of Hilchos Yantif describes, you're doing malacha on Erev Shabbos for Shabbos, the Rambam doesn't mention anything about Hoil. You don't have to come out to Hoil. The Rambam doesn't mention anything about make sure you do it early enough in the day, because if you're not covered by Hoil, you're stuck. The Rambam does not say, and make sure, you know, you're dealing with an area where guests could really come, Tosus, because if not, that Hoil doesn't really seem very reasonable at all. The Rambam doesn't mention anything about Hoel. Yeah, because the Rambam passes, that's Rav Chista. The Sarchi Shabbos, Nasim Yantif. Okay? So the Rambam passes, that's Rav Chista. Mochamas points out that's against Rashi. Because Rashi says Rav Chista assumes Kushakas, the Rambam does not hold Kushakas. Okay. Does the Rambam ever mention Hoel? Okay, you don't need it for Erev Tavshilin. Because Sarchi Shabbos Nasim Yantif. Okay. Does the Rambam ever mention Hoel? So guess what? The Rambam mentions Hoel here. No? Hilchos Yantif Perek Aleph Lachet Esvav. Hamavashel B'Yantif L'Goyim. A person cooks a yantif for a guy. A person who cooks a yantif for his behemoth. Wow, wow, wow. You're not allowed to do that. That's our sug, you know? Lachem v'lo l'gavoa. Lachem v'lo l'klavim. You're not allowed to do that. Let's say I do that. Let's say I do that. A person cooks for the dog. No, a person cooks for a guy. Malchus or no Malchus? Malchus, the Rambam writes, in a loaf. There's no Malchus. Oh, oh. Why not? Why are there no Malchus? Why is there no Malchus? Guess what? Guess what? She'ilu balo orchim. Because if guests were to go ahead and come, hayoso tafshel roilev. Ho'il, ho'il. Wow. So I'll tell you one great dish. The Rambam quotes Hoyle. The Rambam quotes Hoyle. Why does the Rambam quote Hoyle here? The Rambam doesn't quote it in Perek Vav, which is the sugi of Hoyle, Erev Tavshilin. Not because the Rambam passes like a chista. The Tzarchi Shabbos Nasan Yantiv. You don't have to come on to Hoyle for Erev Tavshilin. Because the Rambam assumes that you are allowed, midaraisa, to do malacha from a yantiv to a Shabbos. That's clear. But that doesn't mean Hoyle is irrelevant. If Hoyle works, you know what I'll tell you? It's going to work in other cases beyond Erev Tavshilin. For example, wow, the Rambam's case. Hamavashal b'yantif l'goyim. Or l'behema. Wow, so that's a very, very great Kiddush. That the Rambam paskins both like Rabbah and Rachista. He paskins like Rabbah, Hoyle is true, but Erev Tavshilin have to come on to Hoyle. The Sarche Shabbos, Nasim Yantif. That itself is a very great Kiddush. What's wrong with paskins like Hoyle? Who says they're mutually exclusive shitas? There are two reasons why one could do malacha on a yantif for a Shabbos. A nafkamina, yeah, mavashal akum. If Hoyle works, it works. It all works. But I'll tell you, for our purposes, isn't it clear? The only reason ain't aloke is because of Hoyle. Because of Hoyle. And let's say Hoyle would not apply. Let's say Hoyle would not apply. You would get Malchus, no? Mevashel b'yantif la'akul l'behema ein aloke. Why? Because of Hoyle. And if not, Hoyle, you get Malchus. Know what you see according to that Rambam? Against our Tosfos. Against our Tosfos. Our Tosfos is lachem v'la'akum lachem l'klav. Is this our essay? Why is there a Malchus? There's no Malchus. This is not allowed. The Rambam writes there should be Malchus, but you're covered by Hoyle. And if for whatever reason you don't have the coverage of Hoyle, Enochinami, you're okay. Also, I'll tell you the Kiddush. Now that you see that the Rambam Shita is like the Rashba. Against the Shita of Artosus. The Rambam will agree, Enoloke, Enoloke because of Hoyle. Enoloke because of Hoyle. Not Enoloke because it's only considered to be in Isser and Isser Esser. And here I'll tell you this is relevant for the following sugi as well, which is also critical in terms of Rambam and Rav Chisda. We touched on this Gemara earlier in the year, Beis Adav Chav, Aleph, Mebeis. Are you allowed to invite a non-Jew to your home? No? Mezamrenes anochi b'Shabbos. On Shabbos, in principle, yes. In principle, yes. But ve'ein mezamrenes anochi b'yantif. You cannot go ahead. And invite the non-Jew to your home on Yantif. Because after all, we're afraid. Abzera shemiyar b'dishu. Shemiyar b'dishu. Ocho nefesh is mutter. But ocho nefesh is only mutter b'Yisrael. No. Artosus lachem v'lo lakum. And therefore you're going to invite a non-Jew. You're going to do malacha. And therefore that's not karb lachas ocho nefesh. So abzera d'rabanan. That ein mizam nesanach b'yantif. Gzera Shemi Yarabishu. Gzera Shemi Yarabishu. Ooh, so a few hours. Hopefully you saw the Ran, the few Mebeis and Dapi Arif. What do you mean Shemi Yarbe? Yarbe, Yarbe Bishvilo. Yarbe Bishvilo? We already discussed, no? Gezayin Amarabe. Marbe Bishurin is Mutta de Chachila. Shemi Yarbe? What do you mean Shemi Yarbe? And if you're Marba Bishvilo, it's a Lav Daraisa. What do you mean a Lav Daraisa? You're allowed to be Marba Bishvilo. Well, at least here, Olch Nefesh, Anyantiv, you're allowed to be Marba Bishvilo. We discussed it at length. Ooh, Menachos Dav, Samach Daled. When it comes to Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos, you're not allowed to Imar B'Shiur. Why Olcha Nefesh in Yantif? Yes. Why Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos? No. And we discuss. No. All the differences. The Ri, the Ran, the Rashba, the or Sameach. What exactly is the Teretz? But whatever the bottom line is, Olcha Nefesh on Yantif, whether it's because Yantif is different, whether it's because Olcha Nefesh is different, whether U or Sameach Perek Yuches Bishul is different, whatever the answer is, no, you're allowed to be Mar B'Shiur. You're allowed to be Mar B'Shiur. So what do you mean Shemi Yar B'Shiur? Oh, Sfaran writes immediately. You're not, Shemi Yar B'Shiur does not mean Mar B'Shiurim. It doesn't mean I have this non-Jewish family coming to my house. So you know what? I'm going to cook the larger piece of meat. The larger piece of meat. Cooking the larger piece of meat is Mar B'Shiurim. I'm not talking about Mar B'Shiurim. I'm talking about what we had. Tosos Daf. Yeralef Mudvei is the Tavtosis. No, I'm talking about the Kedair Acheres. Kedair Acheres. It's not that a little bit more, not a little bit more. I'm going to put up the one pot for us, and I'm going to put up another pot because they're coming. Whoa, that's Marbet the Malacha. That's not Marbet the Shiurim. Okay, so Ein Nezanes Anachri, because the fear is Kedair Acheres. Kedair Acheres. Not also Kedera. Also Kedera, number one, Mar B'Shiurim. Oh, they're on also right. Sometimes the Gemara is not Yud Zayin. That if the oven is full, the pot is full, the food will cook more evenly, and therefore that's called Olcha Nefesh. Okay. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the Kedera Acheres. The Kedera Acheres. Okay. Let me ask you the following. Kedera Acheres. Kedera Acheres. What about Hohel? What about Hohel? Kedera Acheres. I get a knock on the door. A whole new family comes in. Great. You know what? I have a Kedera Acheres. So, it's not going to be covered by Marv Vishurin, but why can't it be covered by Hohel? Why can't it be covered by Hohel? If guests were, she can tell me the following. You're not allowed to rely on Hohel. Hohel is just a reason, midaraisa. But you can't act on Hohel. That's why Nidir of Tavshilin. You can't act on Hohel. Hohel in principle, well, yeah, but if in principle midaraisa Hohel applies, so shouldn't I argue that Ein Nizamin es Anachri is a gzer l'gzer. Don't do A because it'll lead to B. Wait. But B is covered by Hohel. Oh, you're not allowed to rely on Hohel Midrabanan. Yeah, that's a gzer l'gzer. That's a gzer l'gzer. Don't invite because you might be Marba, but even if you're Marba, it's covered by Hohel, so it's on Nisad Rabbanan. So A, B, C, we're still going to give Nisad Rabbanan. So I know I can't rely on Hohel. But Hohel at least should function to knock it down to a gzer l'gzer. And Ein goes from Gzera to Gzera. So that's the kasha, no? The Chana's father. How can you have a Gzera of Ein Mezamin because Shemi Yarub Bishvilo, even the Gzera Cheres is covered by Hohel? Oh, that's a pretty heavy kasha, no? What's an answer? I'll tell you a Balamor in Psachim, Daf Yudalit and Daf Yarif. Oh, that's the Balamor and Daf Menval. Balamor writes, guess what? That's a Rai Mukhachas. They don't paskan like Rabba. We reject Tohu. Wow. We reject Tohu. Even though Rabba has the principle of Hohel, that's great. Yeah, but it's against the Sugyan base in Afkafalev. Because if you hold the Hohel, there should be no basis for a Gzerah Ein Mezamin. That should be Gzerah the Gzerah. And that's the Baal HaMor's Raya, that Lahalacha. Wow. We paskan like Rav Chisda. We paskan like Rav Chisda. That's also against Rashi, no? Because Rashi says Rav Chisda's Shita is Shabbos Yantav is Kedush Achas. We do not paskin Shabbos Yantav is Kedush Achas. The Baal HaMor clearly understood that Rav Chisda is not based on the assumption that Shabbos is Kedush Achas, because we paskin like Rav Chisda. And we paskin Shabbos Yantav Shtei Kedushas. Against. What was the Mochamos? That according to Rashi, you have to assume paskin like Rabbah. Baal HaMor says, you can't pass like Rabbah because Ein Mezamin. You have to pass like Rav Chisda. and we just got through discussing the Rambam, I'm happy passing like both. Why can't you pass like Rabbi and Rav Chisda? You don't need Rabbi for Eretz Shilin? Yeah, but I need Rabbi for Mevashel Ba'akum. Whoa, okay. How do you resolve that kasha? That Ein Mezon should be Gzera L'Gzera. When we did that Beis Mabeis, that Gimel Rav, we discussed why exactly Ein goes in Gzera L'Gzera. Why exactly is that? Is that really like carved in stone? Ein goes in Gzera L'Gzera. You don't have the right to do so. Maybe that was Poshup Shat Rashi, because Rashi indicated Beis Mabeis, it's an Isser. I would maybe say the following. You know, my ink goes, it's not necessary. You know, I understand. Shmartim is mishmartim. It's necessary to make a siyag. You're talking, you're in a gzera. A will lead to B will lead to C. That's so far remote. That's so unlikely. You don't have to go so far. No, in the Dabrasov. Maybe one could argue more than that. No. Let's assume Poshibsha. If something is a gzera l'gzera, so what do you mean? It's mamash, a mute shayomatsui. It's something which is davarachok. And therefore, it goes in gzera l'gzera. So you know what the Ran writes? The Ran writes the following. This is like a gzerachok. Gzera, that if you invite more people to your home, you cook more. That's like, whoa, how you talking, you know? Maybe. If you invite more people, you're going to cook more. People cook on Yantid. And if you're expecting a big crowd, you're going to cook more. You know, that's remote. What do you mean that's remote? If you're inviting another family to your home, what do you mean? Osi laharvos bishvilo. That's a chashash gadol. That's not like a shot in the dark. You're going to be Marbe Shvila. So it's not a gzera l'gzera in the sense that don't invite because you may cook, but cooking itself is covered by hoel. You know, this is a case where it's karav levadai. And we don't treat that as a remote gzera l'gzera. The impression you get from the Ran is in goes in gzera is because of the unlikelihood. Osi laharbos. Well, that's an important heart. That's the Ran. So the Balamor, that this is a rejection of Ran. And the Ran, no. Osi laharbos. And therefore, we don't treat this as a gzera. You know, kulachad gzera, he poshub shav, we discussed that Rambam, Pirish Mishnayi, Shabbos, Dal Aleph. But that means, like, historically, was it one mamad chachamim? Two different mamados. Okay. But here the Ran writes, if something is so likely, that's the shash. That's part of the shmartim. That's shmarti. That's not an unreasonable siyad. You know what the Rashba writes? The Rashba the Sugid of Chaf Aleph Mabeis. This might be very nogel alach. Oh, wow. The Rashba writes the following. You're right. If it's covered by hoel, that should be exer. And in goes in exer. But the exer is shemiyarbishu. You know, maybe it's not as simple to envision this in our times. Let's assume, you know, you live in like earlier times. You know, they're preparing meat. They're preparing, you know what? They slaughtered down a little bit, you know what? This meat, agvaldik, but this was a shita ksheira. This meat, you know what? There was a reis, it's an avela, it's a treifa, you know? You know what? These goyim are coming to the home, you know? The avela, treifa is not asiva, no, it's asiva achila. You know what? I'll give the food that I'm not allowed to eat, I'll give it to the goyim who are coming. The guy who are coming. Rashba writes, Shema Yarbe Bishvila, Dvaram HaAsurim. Machalas Asuros. You're going to go ahead and prepare things. Ayyadei Malach. And you know what? Man, it's not so common as Mana said that you have food in your house, it's not kosher. Okay, but you know what? There was more common. You know, you're a farmer, you're doing a shita, there's going to be. Shemi Arbi Shvila means Dvarim HaAsurim. What do you gain by that? Because Dvarim HaAsurim is not covered by Hoil. It's not covered by Hoil. Hoil means Dvarim HaMutarim. So therefore, this is a straight Gzeira. It's not a Gzeira. What do you mean that Shemi Arbi Shvila? What do you mean? That's covered by Hoil. Well, it's not covered by Hoil. That's what the Rosh writes. We're talking about such a case. So that's an important Kiddush. No? What happened to Hoel? That's Sugin Beis and Daf Kafalos. The Ran says it's a Chashash Gadol. The Rashi writes Dvarim HaAsurim. The Balma writes that's the Rai Muchachas that we reject Rabbi and passing like Reb Chiska. Those that Rashi is important for another reason. You know, if you look in Mechaber, Tavkuf Yudeis, that's where the Mechaber writes that Im Mezamnes Anafer. Im Mezamnes Anafer. Because Shemi Arvi Shvila. Shemi Arvi Shvila. Well, so take a look at the Magen Avraham, Sifkat Nalef, Mishabura, Sifkat Beis. What would you say about a Mumar, Lavodas Kochavim? A Mumar Lachal Shabbos? A Mumar Lachal Shabbos? Fascinating Sugi, not for us right now, but what is the status of the Lachal Shabbos? Dino Kamumar, not Dino Kamumar. Says Manazet, Dino Chinishpa. Yes, now, what is it then? There, the Mishnah Berurah writes, oh, realize that Lachem Velo, and the Mumar Lachal Shabbos Befrahesi is Dino Ka'akum. So all that's included. All that's included. That's Mishnah Berurah writes, Dino Magen Avraham. Wow. And that would mean, like Pashup Shach, Mishnah Berurah, that Ein Mizamim. Esanachar b'yantif means ein mezamim b'chal Shabbos because Shem Rabbi Shvila. That's like a stunning thing, no? That the Mishaburu quotes. That's something which is stunning, no? I'll have to make a separate shir, not that, but just one ha'ara. I want to include the Rama Kamos, the Tzitz Eliezer, and Chay Leches and Simeon Zayin. But the Tzitz Eliezer writes the following. He writes this because he was asked, you know, sometimes that's the reality. You know, people are joining you. You have Pesach, joining for the Seder, you know, extended, who knows, you know, like, you know, a person's running a hotel, you know, okay, you're going to have people there who are registering, who are not, you know, you're doing Malach Anyanta for the purpose of Lachem. And Lachem V'lachum, and that Magen Avraham, the Mishnah Berurah, is that, you know, like, so Tzitzit Ezra points out a Pshara, maybe this won't cover all cases, but the following Pshara, he writes the following, even if one assumes Lachem v'lo is not only v'lo la'akum, but lo would apply even to, let's say, Mechal Shabbos b'Parhesia. Okay, so don't do malacha for that. Don't do malacha for that. Maybe that's not called lachem. Okay. No, but in the zamin. So Tzitzit Ezra writes, oh, he thinks we should rely on the Rosh Peshit. That in the zamin should be gzera. If not for the fact that Shemar B'Shvila is Machalos Hasuros, Machalos Hasuros obviously is only going to apply to an Akum. It's not going to apply in a case where you're going to feed Machalos Hasuros to a Jew who is not Shomer Shabbos. So therefore, his Pshara is that one should not overtly do Malacha Anyantiv for one who is Machalos Shabbos Pepehesia, but Mutu L'Hazmina because of this Rashi. Take a look. That's a fascinating application. But it's a real issue in terms of Eim Nezamin is Ha'akuv. And then when we assume that cloud, all that sometimes, right? You have to be careful about the application of it. When do we say Yisrael Afal Pishachata Yisrael? When do we assume that no? That in certain things that Mechal Shabbos Mevdin Yokakum. What does that mean when it comes to Chanefesh? And what does it mean when it comes to the case of Emezamim? So that's it. There's the rights. This Rosh Hashanah thinks is very, very critical. Very critical. This ties in with our sugya in the following. And this is a chiddush of the Meiri and Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. What exactly is the kasha of the Rishon? That how can you say in the Zamin it's covered by Ho'il. And if it's covered by Ho'il, that means that we're free of any din d'oraisa. It's only a din d'rabbanan. And ein nizamim k'shemer b'shvilo, no, b'gzer l'gzer. Okay, we have all of our answers. So the Meiri writes the following Chiddush. Is that Cheshbon correct? Is that Cheshbon necessarily correct? If you apply Ho'il, so there's no. What do you mean there's no? So you ready for this? The Meiri says the following. I'll apply the principle of Ho'il. The Meiri writes, let's even assume Ba'oso Kedera. Ba'oso Kedera. Oso Kedera. That's Karev Amar B'Shurim. So, you know what the Meiri writes? It's like a one stunning line, but whoa, what? I don't need a Skoyant. So I should be allowed to use it. Elamai, I'm not doing any extra malacha. Nothing extra malacha. Boso keder, marav b'shurim. Marav b'shurim is not an extra isser malacha. You're not being marav malacha at all. You're just saying marav b'shurim. Marav b'shurim is mutter, whatever the sort, whatever it is. No? Okay. Yant, putra, isha, whatever. You know what the Meiri writes? Maybe poshav shav. Poshav shav, it is stunning. Not poshav. Of course it's not a malacha. Of course it's not a malacha. You're covered by Marav B'Shurim. You're covered by Ho'il. Who says it's an issur malacha? Who says it's an issur malacha? But if you're doing so bishvil akum, you ready? It's a separate issur of lachem lol akum. It's a separate issur of lachem lol akum. If you're assessing it just in terms of is this a malacha or is it not a malacha? Of course it's not a malacha. Marav B'Shurim is not a malacha. And if you use Ho'il, it's not an Isra malacha. I know it's not an Isra malacha. But you have a pasuk that says lachem v'lo lakum. You know what that means, lachem v'lo lakum? There's a separate Isra essay. The things you would be allowed to do for Yisrael, you're not allowed to do for Akum. Whether you're covered by Ho'il or whether you're covered by Marav B'Shurim, but there's a separate Isra. This star of the Meiri is only working if you assume that Lachem Lakum is a new Oser. It's not a Hadrid Yisur Kama. If you hold that it's a Hadrid Yisur Kama, that means it's an Isra Malacha. No, it's not an Isra Malacha. If it's covered by Ho'il, or if it's covered by Marav B'Shurim. Once you argue, this is not an Isra Malacha, this is a new Isur. Oh, so number one, the new Isur is not Ketam Malkus. Tosus. Nisur Esei. That's a Kulu, no? In a Loke. I'll tell you a Chumra. If it's a separate Isser of Lachem Lakum, you know what? Maybe that Isser has a life of its own, even if it's not considered Timalacha. So the Meiri writes in one line, a great Kiddush, that Gemara Daf Yizayin, that Memali Isha Kedrachas Vasar, that's only Elo Litzarach Yisrael. But if you're Memali Isha Kedrachas Vasar Litzarach Akum, that's an Isser of Lachem Lo Lakum. Hey, I'm doing the same bishul, and it's covered by Lachem Nefesh. You're right. Despite the fact that it's not an Isra Malacha. It's a separate Isra. That's pretty heavy, no? That's the Chiddush Meir writes about Adav Chafalev. It's an important ha'ara. That Chiddush of indeed the Meiri is the Meiri Shit. We're going to have to discuss again these cases that we find of mitoch, and when did mitoch is applied. You know, when you look at the Gemara seems to apply it to multiple malachas. Now, if you hold the mitoch, the Mishnah is talking about cases of otsa, no? Of otsa. Okay, good. The first line of our Gemara says, what about Hashokhe Olas Nadoviyot? Wow. That means that the Gemara is assuming this machlokis is not only when it comes to Hotsa. The machlokis is about when it comes to Shita as well. So I guess this machlokis Yisul Beisham Mitoch, Hotsa Shchita. The Gemara continues, quotes a Brais, no? Mevashel Gira Nashaviyant. Mevashel Gira Nashaviyant. The Gemara says, you do such a thing, Loka Chamesh. Loka Chamesh. How do you get five sets of Malkus? Two of them are Chilyant. Two of them are Chilyantif, no? One is Bishul. That's not called Ochel Nefesh. Machalos Yisurus is called Ochel Nefesh. Mevashel Gira Nashan, that's called Ochel Nefesh. And what's the other one? Oh, go Savar Oish. If a person goes and says, picking up a Gira Nashan, a Chalav Anyantif, so he gets five sets of Malkus. No? Wow, wow. Achilas Basav Achalav, Bishol Basav Achalav, Achilas Gira Nashan. In two cases of Yantif. Go Savar Oish, Mavir, and Mevashel. So, you look in the Gemara, just a few lines, whoa, the Gemara has already taken us Machlokas Beisil Beishamai and already applied it to four malachas. Four malachas. The Mishnah is talking about Otsah, and the Gemara really applies it to Shochet HaSadava, immediately to the case of Mevashu Gidanasha, and one of the Malkas is because of Lo Samar Weish. Oh, okay. It's already off the bat. Mitoch applies to four malachas. And this, no doubt, seems to present the challenge in the Rambam. We looked at this before. Now, you take a look at the Rambam, Hilchos Yantif and Aleph Dalet. The Rambam writes that, you know what? Malachas Mutter, Tzorach Ochel Nefesh, but that's clear. And the Rambam writes, however, Chutz, Min Ha'otza, V'Ha'avara, with the exception of two malachos, because regarding two malachos, hotsa and havara, oh, we apply the principle of mitoch, shulutu letzorach, uchinami, shulutu letzorach. Wow. So that's like stunning. The Rambam, yes, of course, passes like Spesila, we subscribe to the principle of mitoch, but the Rambam writes, mitoch applies to two malachos, hotsa and havara. Hotsa and havara. We'll have to see that, what exactly does that mean? Why these two malachos? What's unique about these malachas? And isn't that against our Gemara? How come right off the bat says it applies to four malachas, just the shakta v'tari of the Gemara involves four malachas. Now, how exactly can that be? Take a look at the Pnei Yeshua Nasegya, take a look at the Magid Mishnah Nasegya, take a look at the Nitziv and Merom Esadeh, right, on our daf. How does the Rambam read the Gemara? And what is the Havana Sarambam? Why should it be that Mitoch has a somewhat limited application? Maybe one could argue, like Magid Mishnah, stunning Chiddush, when the Rambam writes Mitoch applies to Otsav Havara, maybe one could suggest, right, we'll have to see, maybe the Rambam means not only to Otsav and Havara, but even to Otsav and Havara. Even. It obviously applies to Shita. It obviously applies to Mavasha. It even applies to Otsa Havara. Wow. Because as we discussed in the second half of Aleph, there's something unusual about Otsa Havara. I would not label them classically as Malachas Ochel Nefesh. I wouldn't label them classically as Malachas Ochel Nefesh. How do you define Malachas Ochel Nefesh? We discussed a couple of possibilities. Maybe one is the following. Tikkun Olcha. I cook something, tikkun olchel. Borer, tikkun olchel. Tochen, tikkun olchel. Hotzah, tikkun olchel. Hotzah, tikkun olchel. Lo sevar oish is tikkun olchel. Tikkun olchel. Starting a fire is tikkun olchel. Certainly not. Maybe you'll tell me cheftza. You mean tikkun olchel. But the cheftza shamalach is olchel. No, not really. No? Lo sevar oish. The cheftza shamalach is olchel. Certainly not. Hotzah. Oh, we had a problem. The Muhammad's not Daf Yud Aleph. That, what do you mean? Holachas Hasakim. Carrying a knife to the animal, the Ramban writes as Malachas Ochel Nefesh. There, the Cheftza Shamalach is not carrying the food. It's carrying a knife with Tzorech Hashita. There's something a little bit unusual about Hotzah Havara. That by essence, by definition, I would not have called these Malachas Ochel Nefesh. Maybe it wants to suggest the fascinating Kiddush in the Rambam Shita. When you're dealing with Malachas Ochel Nefesh, it's obvious that there's a concept of Mitoch. Whatever the source of Mitoch is, But to apply mitok to hosan havara, this is not classic meleches ochel nefesh at all. And maybe when the Rambam emphasized the application of mitok to hosan havara, it doesn't mean lafuke shamalachos. But as the Magen Mishnah writes, l'rabusanaka, or maybe we'll see, maybe not, maybe not. Maybe the Rambam really limits mitok to cases of hosan havara. We have to see why this should be true. Right? Is it based on pasuk? Is it based on svara? And then it's it. How do you understand our Gemara? Okay, so we'll have to pick up at these points. We begin now. Right? The other line is